Truth Talk Weekend, we have a special musical opening that you are about to hear starting now from a great man of God, a guy named Tom, who is a flautist. He's the official flautist of the Truth Network and Truth Talk Weekend. Be thou my vision. Wow. Thank you, Tom. Tom, tell everyone your last name. Musumeci, right?
Musumeci.
Right. Just like I said, we're not going to do a spelling, but you're a flautist. You play the flute and share Jesus everywhere you go, huh?
Yes, I do.
What a blessing. And we're going to use you more for this. We talked about doing some things to bless some more people. I've seen this man give away a multi-expensive flute to godly people in the studio. He just loves to play the flute. And what's neat about what you're doing is we've got some talented people in the room right now, and kind of their maestro, their composer, conductor, is a guy named Ned Erickson. It's a program called The Fellows. So Tom came along today to help be a part of our introduction into ministry. He's already ministered in the lobby, Be Thou My Vision. Is there anything else we could pray besides that? Ned Erickson, that's really your passion for The Fellows. Is that the vision, God, is that prayer, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, what it says in Scripture is that without a vision, the people perish. And what we do in The Fellows is we give men and women the opportunity to think about the way God sees them and use that as the context by which they see themselves and how they see the world. And to do that at the beginning of their careers, to think about what it could look like as they live for the kingdom, integrate their faith in their work, live in fellowship with one another, and make an impact for Jesus.
I love it. And the fellows are in the house. Someone misunderstood you. What they thought you said, the felons are in the house. And you know what? Hey, listen, we all need the Lord, right? So there's no problem there. But just try. Everyone's looking around saying, who's that talking about? Like, which one of you? But we're on Instagram Live right now. Hello, Graham fam. Everyone wave. These are the fellows. These guys have probably more grand followers than I do, and then Tom combined. Tom, you probably have a bunch. Ned, I know you've got a bunch. Man, I see those. I see this guy hanging from rocks. I see him and his family. I'm like, dude, I go all kinds of places just by looking on Ned's gram. It's amazing. But this program is really awesome. I mean, these young people, they graduate college. They're on fire for God. They're in different places. Maybe they've been out of school a little bit. And they show up as a fellow. And so there's how many? We got about 8 or 9 of them in here right now. We're going to have lunch and hang out, right? But what's the passion of the Fellows program, Ned? How would you describe it? And maybe a couple of these guys could step up to the mic and we can get them to talk a little bit. But what do you say?
Yeah, well, Stu, you and I have talked about this. You know, at the fundamental level, what we really believe in is radical discipleship. You know,
love it.
Person on person, life on life, living life together, struggling together, fighting for each other, and pointing each other to Jesus. And so we do that in lots of ways. We have these fellows live with families. They work in the community in all different kinds of sectors of society. They get a mentor. They take classes together. And then the beauty of being in a peer group that are all looking for the same thing, yeah, to follow Jesus in every aspect of their life. That's radical discipleship.
Wow.
And you know, it's something that I really believe strongly in. You know, think about Jesus' strategy to reach the world. It wasn't to build a mega church. It was to pour his life into 12 guys and to give them a vision,
wow,
to share the great news that Jesus Christ has come, he's died, and he's living now.
Amen.
So that's what we talk about. really every week and try to live that out, put it into practice, like we say.
Well, could they all speak up at the mic and just tell us maybe their name and where they're from or something? What do you want them to say?
Yeah, why don't we say who we are, what you're doing in town.
Start right here, Brian. Let's
where
get
you're
you
serving
first.
And
real quick, we're gonna do a fellows.
You can do the spiel.
A fellows flyby. It's
That's
gonna
right.
be quick. Joey's in there producing. Awesome. It's kind of just like old times, right, buddy? Okay, Brian, go quick. Tell you where
Excellent.
You're from and maybe
hey.
Your passion. Go.
Yeah, I'm Brian Pardue. I'm from Winston. I got plugged in at Redeemer. I'm operations marketing for the Thruway Chick-fil-A. And my mentor is Alex Sharp.
Fantastic. That's awesome, man. Good to see you, Brian. Everyone say, way to go, Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
Way to go, Brian. We got some energy in here, guys. This
All
is
right.
so awesome.
All and, right, Shawnees, who are you?
Okay, yeah, tell us, please.
Hi, I'm Shawnees Withers. I'm in the Fellows program. I go to River Oaks Church. I'm mentored by a great lady. I'm working at Renota Smiles, and I'm really thankful for this program. It's
That's
great.
Awesome. Well, we're thankful for you. Awesome. Thanks for being here. And yeah, you know, look, fellows, when you step up, just realize the beautiful thing about radio is you can't see the 100 million people that are hearing you right now. So, you know, so no pressure, right? Like, lighten up, you know, they're saying, right. And then the other thing we tell is just picture 100 million people in their Speedos. But, you know, I don't think so. Like, we don't want that image. So let's use the first one. But go ahead, tell us your name, where you're from, and what your passion is about this stuff.
My name is Abby Holdsworth. I'm from Wilmington, North Carolina. I work at Big Brothers Big Sisters here in Winston-Salem.
Awesome.
Yeah, I do marketing communications.
Fantastic.
And I go to Redeemer Church.
Super. You got some mentors in your life too, huh?
I do.
That is so cool. Well, welcome. Good to have you. And let's go. Keep on going. Swap the camera back. Get this young man up here. What's that card you're holding there, sir?
It says, Jesus is my superhero.
Isn't that cool?
There's a verse on it, John 3:16.
What's that say?
It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
I love that verse.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
cool.
We got some snaps going on in here. By the way, what's that chant we're all supposed to say, Ned?
We'll Go do it at the end. We'll do it at the end.
Okay.
Yeah,
I got you.
Got
it's, two, it's only two words, right?
That's right.
Okay, so Joey, when we got like 2 seconds left, hold up two fingers and then we'll say that word. Okay. We got about, what, five? He's keeping me posted. Okay, good. So tell us before I put you on the spot there, tell us your name and where you're from and maybe who your mentor is and what you're doing right now.
Okay, so my name is Andrew Miller. I'm from Toledo, Ohio. I work for Flow Automotive. My mentor he's from the church that I go to, First Presbyterian, and his name is Brian Amrich.
Fantastic. And tell us what attracted you to the fellows? Why are you in this group? When all your friends are like, hey, why aren't you on Wall Street or going here and there, you came to be part of the fellows. What's up with that?
Yeah, so I thought it was just a neat opportunity, kind of like Ned was saying earlier, to bridge the gap between college and the workforce. And I thought it was awesome, and I wanted to move to North Carolina. And so it was just a good opportunity for me.
You made a great choice. I got to tell you. Awesome. We're glad you're here, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Come on up. Let's get our next guy.
Fortunate to have Andrew.
Awesome. You're getting to know all these guys too, right? Like, you're kind of their... You're like the
we
ninja.
We spend a little time together.
You're the ninja maestro mentor.
A little bit.
So
That's
we're
right.
thankful he doesn't get sick of us so far.
Awesome. Okay, tell us about yourself.
All right, hey everybody. My name is Trent Hancock. I'm from Columbia, South Carolina. I'm currently plugged in with Hope Church and Redeemer Church. Trinity Church of Winston-Salem.
Good.
And I'm working in the procurement department of the Bud Group.
Okay, and we'll send an apology letter to Redeemer to make sure
that's
we
right.
kind of smooth that out. PR.
I played at Redeemer last night.
We love
that's
church.
Awesome.
We love all the churches.
Oh, it's exactly. It's just so cool, though. You know what's excited for me, Ned, is to hear young people speaking positively about churches. You know, because every other book I see is like, why we left the church? Why the church isn't any good anymore? Why the church is broken? I'm like, these are young people, 20-somethings, talking about how cool their churches are and their mentors in the church. That's kind of neat, isn't it? Refreshing, huh?
Oh, I think it's totally true. I mean, we are the church, so... We get to determine what that is.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus is the head, but we're the body,
yeah.
And it's important that we recognize that God calls us to come together, worship together, love one another, and it's not just the walls of the church. You know, we are the church in the community,
yeah.
And that's what we think a lot about that, what
that's
that
so
really
cool.
means.
Being in the body, right? Fantastic.
It's such a blessing. The churches, both that I'm working for, have been super open, and from mentor-wise, from host-wise, and... it's great to worship and be a part of it.
Okay, so let's get another young man here. Thank you. Great. These are the fellows. If you just joined us, this is Truth Talk Weekend. I'm Stu Epperson. You heard an amazing flautist. Get the podcast just to hear Tom play again. We're going to have him back. He plays the flute and shares with Jesus about people. He's at the bus depot the other day, leading people to Christ. Remember you talked about this morning at our Wednesday in the Word men's group. Ned Erickson's the head of the fellows group. That's, you know, they're in Winston-Salem, but kids come from all over, from all crazy parts, right, Ned?
That's right. We have fellows from as far as Oregon who have been part of our program here in North Carolina.
Oh, so cool. And who do we have next on deck here?
I'm Garrett Briggs. I'm from a little bit closer. I'm from right here in Winston-Salem.
Okay, fantastic.
I'm over at First Pres for church and work at Wake Forest Institute of Regenerative Medicine doing research there.
That's fantastic. You got even a researcher in here, man. You're getting the heavy hitters, buddy. Wow. I think
pretty
the IQ
people.
Level just went up in the studio. It went down when I walked in. Then when Ned, you and your guys came in, it went up. We got 30 seconds to meet the last guy real quick. Tell us, young man, your name and what where you hail from and all that stuff.
Hey, I'm Tim Spengler. I am from right here in Winston-Salem. I am working at Forsyth Country Day School. I'm an intern there doing a couple different things. I'm going to Hope Church, and I'm being mentored by a guy named John Beam from
Fantastic.
Hope.
Fantastic. Now, Spengler, you look like a dentist that I know. Is that any relationship?
I am not related to the dentist.
All right, I was going to say, because I got, this bicuspid back here is hurting. I was going to see if you could. But the passion of the fellows, once again, Ned, for everyone listening out there in the website, will you tell us that real quick?
Well, you know, our tagline is really just two words, and we're all going to say it together. Ready? One, two, three. Start well.
Love it. Awesome.
That's right.
Start well. That's the tagline. The website's what?
You can go to WinstonSalemFellows.com, WSFellows.com, and check us out.
So you got a young person in your life. They love the Lord. They're like trying to figure it out. Where am I going? Plug in with Ned, right? Plug in with the fellows, maybe. Maybe they want to. They need some more discipleship mentoring, or maybe they need to be mentoring and discipling. I mean, this is a ministry for giving and receiving, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think part of what it means to follow Jesus is to receive, but also to give.
Okay.
And that's definitely something that we want to do. Actually, later today, we head over to a different part of Winston and do tutoring and mentoring and serving in a community that has, you know, less privileges that we have, and,
wow.
And that's part of what we think about. We're not only getting mentored, but we also mentor.
Yeah. Who are you discipling? Who's discipling you? It's a very important question. We're supposed to be as believers, and if anyone's not a believer listening, we're so glad you're with us. Tune in. We got some great news for you. But Jesus said, go make disciples. And there's a ministry doing that, and it's called the Fellows, and in the studio right now. Can I hear the Fellows?
Here we
Woo-hoo!
Are.
They are in the studio. Their fearless leader, Ned. We're going to talk for a couple minutes here on this national radio show, Truth Talk Weekend, and then we're going to go eat. I know you. Are you guys hungry? Do young people in their 20s get hungry, Ned? Have you discovered that?
Well, I know this 44-year-old is. That's for sure.
Even this guy, man, who's hiked all over the world, including Pikes Peak. Ned, tell us, who is Ned Erickson, and how did God birth in you this ministry that is just so awesome and unique that the Truth Network is a huge supporter of?
Well, I was working with some young men at, and Fellows program is also for men and women, but I was working with some young men at Wake Forest University just up the road from here, and they were in that stage of life. They're graduating from college. They weren't sure what they wanted to do next, and so they did what a lot of college students do, which is, well, I'll just move to, you know, a big city, find a job, try to figure it out. And I said, you know what? I wish we had a program here in Winston where they could stay. I could continue to disciple them, and I could help them, you know, figure out that vocational piece to their life. And one thing that I've become more and more convinced of is nothing against full-time vocational pastors and churches, but that's one of lots of different things you can do with a life. And in the kingdom really needs great baristas, and they need great businessmen, and they need great businesswomen, and folks in healthcare, and folks in doing law, and
radio.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. And how are we equipping them to fully live out their passion for Jesus in the marketplace? And so that's what fueled the desire to start this program. I never thought I would be the leader of it. I thought I would just kind of get the ball rolling, but I got caught in the snowball, and here I am.
He's here, and he's on right now, Truth Talk Weekend. I'm your host, Stu Everson. Instagram Live is rolling right now, so everyone wave to the Instagram fam. Everyone wave.
That's right.
You guys, okay, awesome. This is so cool. We have Tom, who's dressed to the duds for Halloween, or to the tees, however that phrase goes. Hold your flute up. He's really a flautist, and he can play. Sometimes he'll play just spontaneously, like when I haven't even asked him to play. Sometimes he'll just pipe into it, no pun intended.
Do you hear something?
I don't. There's like there's some background coming in. Some here from the.
It might be some feedback.
Feedback. We're getting feedback. Like it's almost like Amazing Grace is happening. You know, Ned. It's almost like
everywhere.
Amazing Grace is breaking out in the studio
How
right now.
How sweet the sound.
I mean, really, that's the grace that saved a wretch like me. Honestly.
Yeah.
Weren't you lost once?
Well, I was blind.
Yeah.
But now I see.
Unbelievable. So powerful. So we have Tom in here, Instagram, and a lot of kids that are watching that right there. Hello, Instagram fam. Love you guys. They're like, man, are there really other kids my age that love Jesus? Does anyone have an answer for that? Can you show the audience on the gram? Is there anyone else that loves Jesus? So I got a bunch in
That's
here
right.
that do. And Ned, it's so like this generation, like we don't need to be shaming them and say, look, put the cigs up and quit drinking, smoking, and fooling around and go to church. It's really, there's a deeper call from Jesus Christ, like that's so non-behavior focused, and it's really heart focused. And that's where discipleship comes in, and that's where the gospel comes in. So like, you're not like trying to clone these people into good Sunday school kids. There's something deeper. Tell everyone, what's your call to young people out there? That Jesus has got this amazing call in our lives, amazing the beauty of the gospel.
I think that's really true. You know, God created each one of us completely uniquely. You know, there's no one in the history of the world that has the same eyes as you, the same earlobe structure as you, that each one of us are completely unique. And God's purpose for each person in this world is to become that person that He created you to be. And how do you do that? You do that, well, you get to know Jesus because He's the author and the perfecter of our faith.
Love it.
But you have to also do it in community because community is the way that Jesus works. He works as a relational God. And that's the other piece. You know, you're not, there's no such thing as a Lone Ranger Christian. And we need each other to encourage each other, to point each other to Jesus, and to help remind each other that we are who God says we are, not what the world says we are, but who God says we are.
And you've written a couple books, Ned, and I've really enjoyed the relationship. I love this guy. Every time I see him, like, he doesn't know this, but he's discipling me. And he's doing that today in a big way because he's modeling what it means to encourage others and to build in other people's lives. But, Ned, what is it that about people that looked at you when you were a snotty-nosed kid going all different directions? What is it about them that built into your life, the people that, like, took you out for a milkshake? They had nothing to gain, but they poured Jesus into you and tell us about that in your life, and then look and challenge our listeners and audience and viewers about how they can pour into other people's lives.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think what I've learned is if you're out there looking for a mentor, it never hurts to ask somebody. It's an honor to be asked to be a mentor. So if you're just afraid, just go up to somebody and ask them. Look, don't listen to the sermon next weekend. Just look around the church. See that person who really seems like they're getting it, chase them down after the service and say, hey, listen, can we get coffee this week? I want to hear your story. And then begin a relationship. I started a relationship with a guy named Phil 20 years ago, and we have been meeting ever since. So I continue to be mentored, and nothing against Phil, but I still need help. I still need his help after 20 years of being mentored. And so those relationships are absolutely invaluable, and I will have a mentor in my life for as long as I live.
That is so cool. So find a mentor. It's not hard to do. Just find someone and that's maybe got a little more tread on the tires, right? Or, you know, and just say, hey, I want to be like him when I grow up, you know, and then also be a mentor. How important is that? Like, because what you're trying to teach these young people in the Fellows program, awesome young people, on fire for God. What's that motto? On three, one, two, three.
Start well.
It's so cool because we do a lot of shows on legacy, like finishing well. You know, with some of the older guys, like that are graying, right. that are trying to leave behind a legacy, finishing well. But these guys are right at the beginning of something huge, man. Like God's caking them. Maybe they're part of reaching the 2 billion people on the planet who've never heard the gospel. Maybe they're part of that generation that's going to forget about the first world problems and reach the third world with the good news of Jesus. Who knows? Drilling wells. Who knows? Walking across the country. You know. Who knows? But but you're trying to turn them into disciple makers. Talk about how important it is for some of us to get off our blessed assurance and go make disciples. Go be the mentor. It's time to put the me in mentor.
Man,
that was good. I just turned that phrase. Ratings are just climbing right now.
Sometimes we give this generation, we complain about them. We say that, you know, things are getting worse. But being around folks in their 20s has only given me more hope for the gospel. These are the world changers. Mm. And I get to be a front row to see what God is doing in this next generation. And I'm full of hope. These guys get it. They really get following Jesus. Yeah. And this world is not going to be the same because of them.
That's awesome. And so really, at some point, each one of you had to decide, I am going to just follow Jesus, follow the Lord, and I'm going to make a difference. And each one of you had to decide, and the fact you're sitting here means at one point you decided, I'm going to do this fellows program. I'm not sure what I'm signing up for. You know, one Saturday morning, I'm at Hanging Rock at 6 a.m., and then the next day, Sunday, I'm standing in front of a church of 100 people telling them about this program, and you know, I'm in a hospital talking to a chaplain on Monday, and I might be at a dinner at some crazy program, or maybe you'll be thrust onto a radio platform, like being on a national audience with massive ratings, you know? I'm just saying, right? But Ned, your parting passion to everyone, because we're out of time. What do you say out there to people? How do you challenge everything we've talked about? How do you challenge people out there watching, listening through Truth Talk Weekend and all of our different networks and social media?
This is so serious. And it sounds cliche, but it's so serious. Get to know Jesus. Get to know the man. Because the more you get to know Jesus, the more you'll fall in love with Jesus. And the more you fall in love with Jesus, the more you'll follow Jesus. And the more you follow Jesus, the more you'll become like Jesus. And the more you become like Jesus, the more you will become that person that he created you to be. And that's true whether you become a fellow or whether you... you know, you've aged out of this opportunity. Right. It's true for all of us. And the secret ingredient to life is to get to know this man, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Awesome. You know, Jesus said to the disciples, he said, follow me. Most important two words that anyone could hear from him. And then he said this, he says, I will make you fishers of men. Mm-hmm. And I love the fellows. It's a big fishing program. You know, you're discipling people and you're being turned into amazing fishermen. And who are we catching? Who are we casting the net out to? Who are we saying? I don't have it figured out, but I'm following him. Let's go see him. Let's go to Jesus. Thanks for pointing us to Jesus, man.
Well, thank you, Stu, for the opportunity to be here with you today.
Quick handshake, saying goodbye, truthnetwork.com. Follow us on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're going to put this video out there somewhere. It's going to go crazy. Our TV producer, Dwayne Kennedy, amazing man of God. Minister Kennedy on Instagram. Jasper in the hot seat in there. Jasper, thanks for all you do, man. And our flautist, Tom, take us home, baby. He just goes. I mean, just all of a sudden, wow, look at that. In Christ alone, he's our hope.